This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Light is revelation. Beyond that, he said, light is that and whatever that makes what is hidden to be manifest. It therefore means that God does not do anything until he introduces the agency of light. And we see that exemplified in Genesis, where he came and he made a world that had no form, a world that was void, and a world that was full of darkness. Bible says, and darkness hovered upon the face of the deep. And God's way of solving that problem was that he introduces the agency of light. In order to solve the problem of darkness, in order to solve the problem of emptiness, in order to solve the problem of no meaning in life, formlessness, God introduces the agency of light. Whatever light is, whatever darkness is, light, when it comes, it has capacity like a drug to solve the problem that it meets. Like a drug, you don't tell the drug where to go in your body. At the introduction of that light, it comes with its own ability to find where there is darkness, and its goal is to take it out of the way. He says, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. That it does not sustain the intelligence to interpret light. And so wherever light is, it runs away. And so he told us that, and my brother rightly said, he said that it is important that we understand the usability of our light, the application of our light, so that we do not access something that we do not have use for, or something that we have not understood the purpose of which it is. And so he started talking about the importance of light as far as the mountains are concerned. So that it is important that I know that there is a place for me in the mountains, in the seven mountains of influence. There is an assignment for me. There is why God is sending me there. He's not sending me there to add to the number. He's sending me so that I can be light. So that I can be light. So that I can be salt. Both salt and light have qualities. And so our first speaker said that when it comes to salt, the essence of salt is to add quality, is to add savor. Beyond that, he says that the work of salt is to preserve. To preserve. But you see, all of those things are not possible until the believer who is salt allows himself to be seen through, allows himself to interact with the world. And so Jesus speaking, he says, go ye into all the worlds. Go ye into all the worlds. That the place where you are useful is not in hiding. The place where you are useful is not under the bushel, he says. That for you, the place of usefulness is into all the worlds. So that when it comes to salt, you will have to taste and see. When it comes to light, you will be able to discern by your senses. But when it comes to salt, the believer must open themselves up and allow others to criticize them and allow others to go through them and know for sure that the quality of persons they are looking at is what is on the inside. So God calls us to be salt, telling us that there are two kinds of harvest by my brother. He said that there is the harvest that is ready and ripe. He says, but the laborers are few. And in that harvest, we see two things necessary. That there is a harvest that we'll have to test and see. But then there is yet a harvest that can discern your grace and your light and come to it. Bible speaks of it. He says, they that sat in darkness, he says, they have seen a great light. They have seen a great light. And so he called us asking, what light are we shining? What grace are we calling? What measure of Jesus are we adding? The book of Matthew chapter 5 from verse 16, it says, let your light so shine that they may see and glorify your Father which is in heaven. It defines the direction to which we must shine. It defines the boundaries of our commitment as far as being light and soul is concerned. It's not so that you can add value to yourself. It's so that the Father can be glorified. It's so that the Father can be glorified. The psalmist sang a song. She said, all I want is for you, Lord, to be glorified. All I desire is for you, Lord, to be glorified. To be glorified, glory means weight. If God is going to be glorified in my life, it therefore means that looking at me adds value to God. That means God becomes more prominent. God becomes more worthy of honor. God becomes more worthy of our service when they look at your life. And so the call is to be light. The call is to be salt. And they have spoken well as to what is the ingredient that takes us and turns us into light. And he mentioned transformation as the system, as the program that takes us and turns us into beings that are Christ-like, into men and women that are Christ-like before God. That the agency or the system God introduces every time he wants to make or add value to men is to bring them to a place where they have subscribed to the program that makes them possessors of the mind of Christ. So that they can rise as epistles, so that they can rise as ambassadors, so that they can rise as kings, so that they can rise as validators, as witnesses to the light and the passing of God. He calls us to be light. He calls us to be salt. But he says we will have to go through that system of transformation, that program of transformation, before we can be trusted to represent him in the world. He taught them for 3.5 years, his disciples, Jesus speaking. He taught them for 3.5 years. And he said, wait. For one day encounter with the Holy Ghost, they were tutored for 3.5 years. They were tutored. It therefore means that the extent or the degree to which I will last in light is connected to the quality of my transformation. The extent to which I will last in light, my longevity as far as impact is concerned, is connected with how transformed I am. How transformed I am. How much have I given myself to the Lord? How much have I totally yielded my life to his service? How much of the yes of God have I been able to bring myself to a point of where I say yes? Where he sends me, I will go. Where he bids me, I will come. Where he instructs me, I will follow. And so tonight my focus is to bring you to the how. How do you let that light shine? How do you come to the place where that light can come off you and be a blessing to others? And he says, let. That the most powerful instruction in all of this is let. Why? Because as powerful as God is, he can be limited by an untransformed vessel. As mighty as God is, he's at the mercy of our transformation. He's at the mercy of our ability to partner with him. He's at the mercy of our ability to interpret correctly what we are receiving from him. So it can come powerful from him. But if it means a vessel that is not transformed, it becomes powerless. Jesus speaking says, with men, it is impossible. There is a chance of impossibility. He says, but with God alone, all things are possible. It's just that the world, the earth, he says, he has given to the sons of men. It therefore means that God will not do anything until he finds men in time. Worthy men. And God does not make do. God does not manage. He would rather wait until he finds a man who has paid the price. He would not manage. Somebody is here and crying. Why are people still dying? Why are people still suffering? They are so because God is still seeking men. And we celebrate our Father for the grace that he has exemplified. But the world is so light, there's so little he can do. And so he has invested in every one of us so that we become the extensions of what God is doing through him. The extensions. Making it wider. Making the reach higher. So that we are able to reach more for the kingdom of God. There's a revival our Father speaks about that is coming. And he says it's not power, it's character. It's character, it's true transformation that will sustain that revival. And so God calls you and me to let, to permit, to allow, to legitimize the operation of light in our lives. To allow that light to shine. I have no responsibility in that light other than to let it shine. Because we are talking about the Father as the one who gives the light. He is the source. He is the sustainer. He is the protector. And even the provider of the light. And the only place where we're coming in partnership is where we are supposed to let that light shine. How do I let that light shine? I will let that shine through the gate of encounters. Genuine guided encounters. Encounters in the Word of God. Encounters in the visionary encounters and encounters in the Word of God. And when these encounters are genuine, they will produce grace. When these encounters are genuine, they will produce glory. When these encounters are genuine, they will produce results. He says to Moses, he says, if the pattern is kept, the sign that the pattern is kept is that my glory will rest on it. So when the encounter is genuine, there are signs that show the encounter is genuine. Whoever enjoys that genuine guided encounters will realize that they have a healthy sense, a healthy knowledge of God and of his Christ. They will have a balanced knowledge of themselves in light of what Christ has done. They will have a good knowledge of their destiny, their place in God's program. They will also not be ignorant of the devices of the wicked one. They will not be ignorant people. They will not be people who are tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. When the encounter is genuine, we will reflect God in the correctness of his power, in the potency of his grace. There is a generation that is hungry for that light. There is a generation that is seeking that we become light. And I'm trusting that God will help each and every one of us to contact that light in the name of Jesus. There are three categories of people when it comes to the revelation of light. There are those who are true light, like Jesus. Bible speaks of him in John. He says he is the true light, or he was the true light that lighted every man that came into this world. And he raised people, he raised his disciples so much that they became like him to a level that some of them were called the sons of lightning. The correctness of their mentorship, all guided encounters, releasing power, because you cannot represent a God that you don't know. You cannot stand and defend a message that you have no experience of. And so God calls us to be light. And so if you are in the room and you have a measure of light, but the light is not strong enough, I just want you in a minute to cry and say, Lord, increase the intensity. Increase the intensity of my light. Increase the intensity of my light. Increase the intensity of my light, Holy Spirit. Increase the intensity of my light. There is yet another category of people who have light, but the light has been corrupted. Jesus is speaking to them and he says in Luke, he says, be careful that the light in you is not darkness. Even that, there is hope for you. If at any point your light has been corrupted, like Samson, God is going to cause that hair to grow back again. like something God is going to cause that hair to grow back again. And the third category are people who do not have light at all. Those who have never accepted Jesus into their life. Those who have never said that yes to Jesus. And all these categories are in this room. And I just want you to lift up your voice and bless him. And lift up your voice and ask for true light. Ask for a baptism of light. Ask that the Lord will engrace you with light. That there is a world that is in need of that light. There is a generation that is in need of light. There is a people that are in need of that light. And God, if you are willing, God, if you are willing, this morning I'm available. I'm not just available. I'm offering myself to be used of you. Somebody cry to the Lord now. Somebody cry to the Lord now. Somebody lift up your voice and bless him. Somebody cry to him and say, Lord, I ask for light. I ask for true light. I ask for true light. I ask for true light. The revelation that produces illumination. The revelation that dispels darkness out of my life. Somebody cry for light. Cry for light. Trust God for light. We're praying, just trust God for light. We're crying to the Lord, trust God for light. There is an encounter that can change everything. One true encounter, one genuine encounter with God. When that light hits your life, it will change everything. Cry for that encounter with the Lord. 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 Somebody trust God for that baptism. Somebody trust God for that true baptism of light. Trust God for that baptism of light. Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. Just speak to the Lord. I say this respectfully, that our world is in need of us to rise. It's in need of us to rise. Contend for that light. Contend for that light. Pray in the Holy Ghost and ask the Lord for light. Ask the Lord for light. When that light comes, cancer cannot stand it. When that light comes, diseases cannot stand it. When that light comes, it sets free. When that light comes, the struggles disappear. When that light comes, it sustains. When that light comes, it will dispel every darkness. The haughtiness of man's heart will be brought low when that light comes. Will be brought low when that light comes. The pride and arrogance of the gates of hell, their power over the children of light will be broken when that light comes. When that light comes, and that light is available through the grace of our Father. That light is in the room. That light is in the room. Somebody cry and say, Lord, light me, oh God. Light me. There's a generation that desires light. And I'm offering myself, Lord. I'm making myself available. Light me, oh God. Light me, oh God. Light me, oh God. Light me, oh God. Somebody talk to the Lord. Light me, oh God. My world needs light, oh God. Give me an encounter that changes everything. Give me an encounter that changes everything. Everyone who has encounter is changed. Gideon was beggarly. God changed him into a mighty man of valor. Men came in debt. Men who were distressed. When they went into that cave of Adullam, when they came out, God had lighted upon them through training, through mentorship, and they became mighty men of valor. Cry to the Lord and say, light me. Light me. Light me. There is a soul on the way to Damascus that light from must leave heaven tonight and be revealed to. That light must be revealed to. That light must come upon. That light that is brighter than the sun. That light that changes everything. That light is coming now. That light is resting now. Somebody receive that light as you pray in the Holy Ghost. Receive that light of God. Receive that light of God. And if you're in the room, you have no light at all. That means you've never given your life to Christ. I just like you to walk to the front. If you're in any of the overflows, please find the screen in front of you. Just walk before it. If you're in this hall, please come forward if you're giving your life to Christ. If you have never possessed that light that changes everything, we have made it clear that you need light. We've made it clear that you need that light of God. Don't hesitate. Bible says, in the day that you hear his voice, he says, harden not your heart. In the day that you hear his voice, he says, harden not your heart. And if you're here, you need that light of God, that light that can transform, that light that can change. This is your moment to come forward. Come forward. Come forward. There is no time. Come forward. Don't hesitate. Don't think about it. If God has convicted you, come forward. There is joy in heaven, Bible says. There is joy in heaven, Bible says, when one soul is saved. When one soul is saved, come. 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 Keep coming if you are still coming. We won't wait so long. Come. This is the greatest expression of that light when it comes. It will take away the veil. It will take away the veil. Come to that light this morning. Come to that light this morning. And if you're already standing in front, I'd just like you to join me in this prayer of salvation. It's an honor and a privilege for us as School of Ministry to lead people to Christ, and we do not take the opportunity for granted. So I'd just like you to lift up your right hand to the Lord, and I want you to make this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I welcome you into my life. I believe you are the Son of God who paid the price for my sins. By faith, I receive you into my heart as my Savior, as my Lord, and as my King. Today, I give you my life, and I declare that the power of sin, Satan, and hell, and the grave are broken off my life. Henceforth, I declare that my sins are forgiven. And I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I go forward ever. I'm backward ever. Never, in the name of Jesus. Can you just lift up your voice and thank God for saving you? Thank the Lord for saving you. Rest of us, can we be on our feet? Just stretch your hands towards them and pray in a minute. Pray in a minute and say, Lord, these ones will never go back. These ones will never go back. These ones will never go back. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would help these ones to stand for you and to follow you all the days of their life, in the name of Jesus. Just keep on praying for yourself.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.